You're listening to KHUM. That was requested Johnny Rivers with Memphis. I have Eric Fisher on the phone. Hi, Eric. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So you are Paul Martin's brother-in-law, correct?
Yes, I am. Yep.
Yes. And you are definitely entrenched into the search for him right now.
Yes. We've been searching for about 8 days out here near the Trinity River. And we've been up and down the river, both banks, actively searching for all 8 days.
And for those people who are unfamiliar, Paul was out swimming with two other friends over by Tishane.
Yeah, he was swimming out actually with his other brother and a friend of his. And the other two, Paul went missing that day. His brother was able to get out of the river, and the friend was found 2 miles up the river clinging to a rock.
Okay, so from what I understand, that you ended up finding an article of his clothing up the river?
Yeah, about 6 miles up the river, we found his boxers, and it was confirmed by his mother and his sister that it was his boxers, and we informed the sheriff's department of that, and I think they failed to act on that information.
Well, the sheriff's department, they called off their search a couple days ago after searching for 5 days, but you all are going to continue to search for him.
Yes, actively, and there are many volunteers out there searching for him currently as we speak every day since last Wednesday when he went missing.
About how many volunteers have you had with you?
Definitely over 100. We've had people from the Hoopa Reservation and the other reservations along the Trinity River come out and help, and people from the Blue Lake Casino. They've all been great. I just want to reach out to them and thank all the volunteers that have come out and helped.
That's wonderful that so many people have come on out and helped. I know you were calling for people that happen to have boats that they could help you search.
Yeah, we've had a couple of the people on the reservation come out with their boats and help the family get out there and look. And, you know, it's been really great. And I'd like to really thank everyone that's been doing that.
And you set up a GoFundMe page to help with the search.
Yeah, it's called GoFundMe.com/Paul Martin. It's a little bit about Paul, and it really would help with the whole search efforts that we can reach out to him, and we want to thank everybody that does that as well.
Why did you set the goal of $25,000?
Just to help the fund for his funeral costs and things like that, and for, you know, the burial services, really.
So you're not expecting to find him alive still after all this time?
I mean, the Sheriff's Department and the Coast Guard declared him a drowning, so, I mean, at this point, it's very, I mean, I hate to say it because he's my brother-in-law, but he could be deceased. I don't want to believe that, but it's reality.
But still, you need to find closure. You need to find him and put his
exactly.
body to
and
rest.
Exactly, that's why we need to find him. Exactly. That's what we're trying to do.
Okay, if people want to get involved with the search, how do they contact you?
They can go to GoFundMe.com/Paul Martin or find me, Eric D. Fisher, on Facebook. You can find me there. You can find his family, his mother, Candy Maynard, and Sydney Martin as well on there. You can contact them as well. You can also contact Chris Ryan. He's a producer, and he's actually getting involved. He's a family friend, and he's been out there helping us look for Paul. And he's actually doing a benefit show in Paul's memory at Blue Lake Casino in Northern California. And all volunteers that go out to help look for Paul will receive free tickets, too, to go to the show.
Okay. That's wonderful. It's nice of you to give them free tickets, and it's great of them to organize a benefit show.
Yeah, exactly, and that's all we're trying to do is get the word out and try to help find Paul, because he was very, very good kid, young, you know, only 22 years old, and I feel that it's if he is gone, it's very sad and unfortunate.
Well, I hope for your case. I mean, as time passes, it gets more and more unlikely, but I definitely urge whoever can and has time to go on out there, just spend whatever you can to go on out there and search for Paul, and if you can't spend your time, you can contribute to the search efforts by the GoFundMe page or going on over to the benefit show, which, once again, when is that benefit show at Blue Lake?
If they're organizing it currently, you can reach out to the Blue Lake Casino about more information about that, or also Chris Ryan.
Okay, and also let me know whenever that's organized, and I'll post it on over at the KHUM Facebook page.
All right, thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much. I'll go ahead and let you get back to the search. I appreciate you taking some time to talk to me.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you very much, and thank you to all your listeners out there.
Oh, thank you. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a short break, a couple messages from some of our sponsors, and then get back into the tunes. You're listening to KHUM.